Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Good morning. I have an exciting announcement.
Fall is my absolute favorite season.
And by season, I mean fall or summer or whatever this is.
You tell them summer's over?
Summer's over.
Summer's over.
Oh my God.
Do you know what today is?
It is the autumnal equinox.
Speak English.
Fall is officially here.
It's the first day of fall.
You bundle up
because it's showtime.
Hold on a minute. Did they say that summer's over? What? Already? I don't know. Some people say summer's been over since the kids started back at school.
No. Our summer will probably start to wind down when the pool closes, and it's still open.
Oh, when does the pool close?
September the 28th.
Oh, that's actually good. That's actually a nice thing. I always used to like hate when everything shut down on Labor Day. It's like, it's still, you know, 80s.
Yeah.
And you're shutting down the pool already? So, no, that's good that your state's open.
28.
Okay. How's the weather going to be today, Jess? The first day of fall.
Yeah, it's actually going to be nice out. Sunny skies, low or highs in the upper 70s.
Yes. Now, again, fall begins today. Starbucks is all ready to brew the new seasonal coffees that really, like, captures the taste of autumn.
Fall has arrived at Starbucks. Join us for the new Taste of Autumn specialty coffee.
That sounds good.
Black coffee with pieces of real leaves floating around for texture and aroma.
That's funny.
That doesn't sound too good.
But they're real leaves from New England.
Still, no.
How about we add pumpkin spice donut holes, pumpkin whipped cream, and drizzle it with light and dark caramel?
Oh yeah, that sounds real good.
Let's just skip the coffee and put hot cocoa in first.
Oh, yeah. But what about the leaves?
We can just put a picture of them on the cup.
Sold. I'm on my way to the drive-thru.
Starbucks, where fall has arrived.
Yeah, we can just get rid of the coffee altogether and just go with the other stuff. 6:53.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, a lot of stuff going on. Jess, if you got juice, and then we'll get right into, you got some Celebrity Buzz, we'll get right into football scores.
All right, so making the big headlines, TikTok's U.S. operations will be overseen by Americans under a pending agreement to separate the platform from Chinese ownership. Americans will occupy 6 of the 7 board seats, and China will not control the app's algorithm.
Mm.
The deal follows concerns about national security and data privacy involving TikTok's parent company, ByteDance. So that's what's going on there with TikTok and the U.S. operations.
So really, forget about all the stuff that you're talking about, ByteDance and algorithm. We're still just going to have TikTok.
Yeah.
That's all that matters, yeah. Right?
But in order for the deal to go through, it's going to be overseen by Americans under this pending agreement to separate the platform from the Chinese ownership. So 6 of the 7 is going to be Americans. They're going to occupy the seats.
But we're still going to have TikTok.
We are.
All right, there Yay. You go. All right, yeah, yes, yes. We're still going to be able to open up TikTok and scroll TikTok.
Yes.
That's the most important
yes,
part.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, and yes.
All right, very
All right,
good.
So we're good. We are Woo. Good.
Man, I thought life was going to be on hold again.
I know. Yes. Also, apparently Indiana Fever guard Caitlin Clark has now been fined $200 by the WNBA for a social media post criticizing officiating. She was sidelined with a groin injury starting on July the 15th. It remains active on the bench supporting her teammates during the playoffs. But after a video showed Lexi Hall hitting a buzzer beater in game 2, she wrote elite bench mob and then refs couldn't stop us. So now she has been fined by the WNBA. Steve Harvey says that he ended his stand-up career partly due to the cancel culture. He says my participation was to get away from it because the cancel culture started becoming everywhere. He says comedy is too hard to do right now. And at the Jonas Brothers concert in Portland, it was briefly interrupted on Saturday when part of the stage caught fire. The incident happened at the Moda Center during the group's 20th anniversary tour stop. Video shared online shows flames coming out of the upper platform. No one was injured, thank goodness. The brothers were not nearby at the time, and the staff quickly put out the fire. The show did continue. The cause of the fire is unclear at this time, but that was making the headlines like all over the Jonas Brothers concert. The stage, part of the stage, caught fire.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
And then Disney have they already lost $3.8 billion for suspending Jimmy Kimmel. So suspending Jimmy Kimmel Live might not have been the right move for Disney, financially speaking anyway. According to one report, the company's market value dropped $3.87 billion just overnight.
Wow.
Yeah. So a lot of people were talking about that. And Pete Davidson and Elsie Hewitt, they lock lips at the Eagles game. The video is now trending online as well. Pete Davidson, they were showing off to the world, showing some public displays of affection, and they got cozy on the sidelines with a big old kiss. It was a romantic date for the two, and TMZ obtained a video of them at the Philadelphia Eagles game yesterday while one of the players was scoring a touchdown.
So yesterday, you know, a lot of people were watching football, a lot of stuff going on, joining us at the festival, big Hispanic festival. They also had the big Charlie Kirk memorial yesterday.
Yes, they did. Yep.
Hundreds of thousands. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable, the crowd. Elon Musk and President Trump shook hands.
Spoke, right? And they also, like, talked and spoke to each
other.
Is that trending?
The rumor online is, are they back?
Oh.
Are the boys back in town? So that's the first thing.
Bill, that's funny. Are the boys back in town?
Yeah, that's the first thing. But on a serious level, very sad yesterday. Yes. Here are some key moments. This is from ABC News. Key moments from Charlie Kirk's memorial service.
While Charlie died far too early, he was also ready to die. He left this world without regrets. He did 100% of what he could every day. But I want you to know something.
This is his wife.
Charlie died with incomplete work, but not with unfinished business.
Indeed, Charlie was killed for expressing the very ideas that virtually everyone in this arena and most other places throughout our country deeply believed in. But the assassin failed in his quest because Charlie's message has not been silenced. It now is bigger and better and stronger than ever before, and it's not even close.
When I see Erica and her strength and her courage, I'm reminded of a famous expression. The storm whispers to the warrior that you cannot withstand my strength. And the warrior whispers back, I am the storm. Erica is the storm. We are the storm.
His legacy must be that when they took his life, a million more Charlies stepped up to fill the void.
My friends, for Charlie, we must remember that he is a hero to the United States of America, and he is a martyr for the Christian faith. May our Heavenly Father give us the courage to live as Charlie lived. That is what we must do for Charlie. You ran a good race, my friend. I love you. We've got it from here.
My husband, Charlie, he wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life. I forgive him because it was what Christ did and is what Charlie would do. The answer to hate is not hate. The answer we know from the gospel is love, and always love. Love for our enemies and love for those who persecute us.
The lesson of Charlie's life is that you should never underestimate what one person can do with a good heart, a righteous cause, a cheerful spirit, and the will to fight, fight, fight. Have to fight.
All right, so there you go. There were some key moments from Charlie Kirk's memorial service. You know, very sad day yesterday, you know, as far as the memorial goes. So, just can't imagine, you know, what sticks in my mind is the kids.
Mm-hmm. I know.
The kids and his wife.
Yep.
So, Crazy. All right, we're going to take a break right after 7 o'clock. We'll go over all the sports from yesterday because I know there's a lot of it.